Okay.
Okay, welcome everyone to the Roosevelt Borough Council meeting of May 17th, 2021. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. We're opening the meeting at 7:04 p.m. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 25th, 2021, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Here.
Mr. Dermody is absent. Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Malkin?
Here.
Okay.
I have a few announcements that I will make. Let's see. The first announcement is that, just for the public's information, and if anyone on the council wanted to know, that unfortunately, Roosevelt graduation will be very different this year. It's Thursday, June 10th, but it's not really open to the entire town, to the public, the way it always is. It will strictly be for the, we'll be outside the amphitheater, weather permitting, but it will be strictly for the graduates. Each graduate will have one row for their family. And that's all. The public is not invited, obviously, because of, you know, social distancing and the pandemic. So hopefully by next year, everything will go back to normal. But for this year, graduation will be held, but strictly for the graduates and their families. And in another piece of disappointing news, we did not receive the grant from the set-aside program from the Department of Transportation. I'm a little surprised. I thought we had a very good shot at it. We had excellent documentation and support for it. We had dire need for it, but we just, this year they received 133 applications totaling over $100 million in request, and they had $9.75 million that was available for funding. So we're all a little surprised. I really thought that we had an excellent chance. But there are, one of them's on the agenda tonight, you know, a possibility for another grant. And I've also found out about a third grant that I've been told we have an excellent chance. So I'm about to contact the person that I need to discuss that application. So hopefully one way or another, we'll receive some funding to spruce up the amphitheater, but it will not be through the DOT set aside program. And let's see, I think there's one other thing. I guess I'll say it now. I just wanted to read this. So this week, this is the start of EMS week. So the Millstone Fire Department would like to recognize all the members of their EMS program for the excellent level of care they provide on a daily basis. The department became the official provider of EMS for Millstone Township at the end of 2020 and the official provider for Roosevelt Borough early this year. So I just wanted to thank Millstone. We've gotten a lot of good feedback from our residents from the different calls that they've come here. And also to thank our own Roosevelt First Aid, who of course did, you know, as good a job as possible with the small squad they had up until early this year. So if you see a first responder, you might thank them because this is EMS week. Okay, where am I? Okay, I'm going to open the meeting to public comment on agenda items only at 7:08 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who has anything they'd like to address that's on the agenda?
No.
And I will close public comment at 7:08 p.m. Correspondence? Well, the only correspondence was our letter of rejection the set-aside program. So we know about that. All right, we come to approval of minutes. We have the first one is the closed session minutes from January 25th, 2021.
Motion to approve.
Do you have a second?
I second it.
Thanks, Bill.
Who's that, Rob?
Yes.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Germany? He's absent, wait, sorry.
Can I interject here? Rob, were you at the meeting on January 25th?
No.
No, it wasn't.
Okay,
so okay, then I abstain.
6 minutes, but I don't think you can.
Sure, okay. Sure.
I have a different second.
So still, you could do the first and second, I think.
Yeah.
You just would abstain.
Okay.
Okay.
So okay. Then I'll abstain.
You abstain at voting time, but you can move.
Oh, okay.
You being the second.
Okay.
Okay. And then Mr. Atwood, you abstain.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, right. Because he's number one with he's right, the first one the first with
first
A.
One.
Right.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And closed session minutes, April 19th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
Yes.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Abstain.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Walker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, and finally, approval of minutes for the regular meeting minutes of May 3rd, 2021. I have a motion?
Yes.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second.
Whoever.
And roll call.
Mr. Atwood.
I was there, so yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Minutes pass, all the minutes pass. All right, we have one resolution tonight. It's resolution 21-67. It's what we were discussing a few minutes ago. The resolution authorizing Roberts Engineering Group, LLC, to prepare an application for the NJDCA Local Recreation Improvement Grant, FY 2021.
I'll move.
So before that, we do need a public comment section. This was advertised.
Right.
So you have to also
I'm
have
gonna
the
open
public.
Public comment 7:11 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who has any questions or comments concerning the resolution?
And I'm not from the public, but can I have a, you have a question?
Well, I think you can discuss it after when
public,
goes,
comment is closed.
Public comment is closed.
And okay. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to close public comment at 7:12 p.m. Do I have a motion? Resolution 1-67?
You have.
Second.
Second is Joe. Okay, now discussion. Bob?
Is there a way that we can help supplement the repair of this by doing what other towns have done? We sell bricks where people put their names on them, or businesses have their names engraved in bricks. Would that be a way of helping to pay for this project? And would that be included in the proposal, or that's a separate issue? Do you know what I mean? Have you seen the?
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. I just wonder if how people feel about that, what their opinion is. Having bricks with residents or people's names on it.
It could be in memory of
like donors.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
I think so too. Why not?
So it would have to be somehow incorporated into the overall look of the piece, I would imagine. Yeah.
Once we designed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever bricks we use, right?
Maybe the Fund for Roosevelt or something could take that under its auspices and incorporate that into the grant.
Yeah, I guess if we get the grant, and then we can. Good idea there, Bob.
I had a some input on it too. We had a Roosevelt Arts Project meeting. No, it wasn't. What was it? I don't know what it was. It was one of the many meetings that we have.
Over. Our Zoom meetings, yeah.
They all start to run together. Now, this was a real life one over at the amphitheater. And someone who was there, I guess it was a Solar Village board meeting. And someone who was there kind of stepped backward awkwardly and almost a really bad fall off of the stairs. There's no guardrails there or anything for the public to hold on to.
Right. And
sometimes we have people who would really benefit from just being able to have a handhold.
Susan Jones.
Somewhere. Pardon?
Yeah.
Susan Jones.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think something like that ought to be incorporated into the specs of the local recreation improvement grant for that area.
You tried to step on the first step, missed it, and went flying backwards. Yeah.
Right.
She didn't fall, fortunately, but she...
Well, I noticed on Carmela's presentation that she's going to send in, there was ADA compatibility, and that would include guardrails, I'm sure, right? So she should be, spoken to about that sort of a thing.
Yeah, I saw that in there, too, but I didn't see any specifics. Did you see anything specific?
Nothing specific, but ADA kind of incorporates that. But I don't want to assume that. So she should be advised that, she could put in railing. It's really needed there. It's wide open.
Actually, and one of the discussions I had concerning this grant that I'm going to try to discuss with the Monmouth County liaison about the possibility of this other open space grant, I think that they were loosely, generally, very early, considering actually doing away with the tier, the levels, because they're not safe. And so I think there's an idea.
Why would you want to do that? You lose a site.
Well,
it kind of makes it an amphitheater also, and you can see from there and you can hear better from there.
People want level.
Yeah.
It's so early in the discussion. We didn't even begin to apply for this grant. So I don't know what their not interpretation, but their view of it would be. They definitely felt that the tiers were dangerous.
I don't know if it's protected under SHPO, the State Historic Preservation Organization, but it might be. And I would think that we would need to make sure that if we made any changes to the integrity of the design, that we contact them to make sure it's approved.
Who is designing the new amphitheater? Was there a team? I mean,
it depends which, if and when, which grant we receive.
Right.
So there's one grant we were just denied. There's another grant, the one that we didn't vote on yet, but this other grant. And then I was contacted about a third grant that we should apply for from Monmouth County. So I'm...
Carmela Roberts.
Your engineer would be designing it.
The engineer, basically, and Roberts Engineering helped with the design of that.
And of course, it depends financially how much of a grant we receive, what we can do.
Right.
Would there be any team working with Carmela from town or just her?
Joe, I guess we should just wait to see if we get. I can't imagine that I would think she would want a team from town. I know I did the walkthrough with her to apply for the grant that we just denied, but I did the walkthrough and took two longtime residents so we could discuss how it looked originally, how it looked later on, how it looked now. So I would think she would want some feedback.
I also want to say, although that we're sad that we didn't get the other grant that we applied for, that was an extensive grant proposal, and Roberts Engineering and people in the community had a lot of input on that. I think it was a very good grant proposal. I think we ought to keep trying. I think we ought to try with this one. And if we don't get a grant with this one, I think we ought to try through other grant venues too. So that money and the work that we put into that initial proposal, I don't think was wasted. It was good work, and I think we can keep on applying for grants, and it's just a matter of time. Hopefully you'll get one, you know?
Well, I have this man's name to call as my contact.
Okay.
About this one. And yeah, anything that comes up, the amphitheater needs work. And also it's a place that, it's just the hub of our town and the center of the town and something we should be proud of. And it's really fallen into disrepair. It's really shabby looking.
Do we know what a minimum amount of money it would require to, or we don't really know? In between the different fundraising arms of town, I don't know, between RAP and Fund for Roosevelt and the school fund, whether there was enough money that we could put together without doing a grant. I don't know.
Well, I guess if
we knew amount of money, then I guess we could at least have a goal.
I thought she was using what was put through in the set aside grant, the same for this recreation grant.
She has an extensive file or application, so she probably is, or most of it.
I did ask them to attend, but I don't see anybody on there if they wanted.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll know. Well, we're approving tonight. We're hoping when we vote. So then
for her to do the grant.
So then we can ask Carmela to attend our next meeting and maybe give us we can ask for those questions.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, do we need to take it to a vote?
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicall?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Yes.
And Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 2167 passes. When I said there was only one resolution tonight, I completely forgot about the bills. We have resolution 21-68, payment of bills.
I like to recommend that we pay the bills.
So we have
left. Good idea. Yeah.
Second?
Yes.
Second. Whoops, sorry, Lou.
It's all right.
Okay. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicall?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
Okay, we come to reports of committee chairs. Health, environmental health and safety, Council Member Atwood.
No, but nothing. But we did. I did, was part of helping to put some platforms down in the path this weekend. So that's been coming along. It's looking pretty good in there. But nothing from the committee itself.
Thanks, Mark. Okay, Councilmember Dermody is not here. Councilmember Esikoff, administration.
Everything is fine. We're doing well.
Councilmember Hamilton, finance.
Yeah, I only have one thing to under finance. As we all know, the borough was allocated $82,000 in relief funds under the American Rescue Plan Act. Recently, the U.S. Treasury adopted allowable uses and came up with some guidelines for allowable uses for those funds, and also prohibited uses and other guidelines concerning it. It looks like they're allowing broad flexibility for the use of those funds. Particular interest in some of the stipulations there are provisions allowing the funds to be used for water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure. Making necessary investments to improve access to clean drinking water, wastewater and stormwater infrastructure. It also states that it can cover new infrastructure, including roads, cybersecurity, hardware and software related to that, police, fire, and other safety services. So there's a lot of things there that I think we could use the funds for. But we do have to file reports. Interim reports are required. They're not just giving you the money and saying, spend it however you want. And you don't need to report to us. We have to report because we're a small town. Project expenditure reports are annual. By October 31st of this year, we have our first report due. And that's any money that we allocated from those funds from the time the funds were allocated to us to October 31st of this year. So we have to state why we use those funds and how they related to the American Rescue Plan. And then every year, as of October 31st of the next year, you would have to file a similar report saying this is how you used those funds. And again, it would total up to $82,000 for the borough. But as we all know, we need water, sewer, and a lot of infrastructure work. We've been doing a lot of infrastructure work. And so I think these funds could be used, and we have to decide how we're going to allocate those funds as we move on, as we move ahead. But clean drinking water, wastewater, stormwater infrastructure, we've had a lot of discussions about that, including the NERCO road issues with flooding. And that stormwater, I imagine, improvements that might be needed there that the borough might want to put money into. So anyhow, the guidelines are coming a lot clearer, and it looks like we'll be able to use those funds with a lot of flexibility. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah, so we'll have to sit down and decide how we want to do that and what the priorities are.
Yeah, I was concerned that there might be something like, you know, if we had local restaurants or something like helping, you know, I was nervous that there wouldn't be much that would apply to us, but
that's all in there too. But it's mainly, you know, for bigger towns who have restaurants, not us. And yeah, so I think that's why they put all these things in there, because a lot of towns don't have restaurants. They may not have town centers. But anyhow, they seem to be pretty flexible regarding the uses, as long as you report on it and you can't use it for things like lowering taxes, litigation costs, anything like that. It has to be moving forward kind of expenses. You can't use it to reimburse for past expenses or give somebody an award for work that they did in the past, that kind of thing. It's got to be, you know, moving forward. So I guess when we do have a next finance meeting, we'll have to have one when George Lang is ready to, just before the introduction of the budget, we'll discuss the kinds of things that we might be able to use that for.
I think we should look into those cyber ninjas that Arkansas hired, and you know, for our vote counting.
There you go, yeah.
We can talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Did we have fraud?
You want any suggestions? What you would like council people to email you suggestions before?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, Peg.
Would you like any of the council members to email you about, you know, suggestions they may have? Or
sure, we can talk about it now. Or submit it to me, and we'll bring it up during a finance meeting.
Yeah.
But there's so many things that we can use it for. It's actually such a small amount of money,
right,
when you kind of look at infrastructure costs and that kind of thing. But
you say just a small town, small money.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, if anyone has any preference, or you know, feels some kind of urgency about a specific issue here, then maybe, you know, can either bring it up now or email Mike after you've given it some thought.
Okay, end the report.
Councilmember Mocker, Public Works.
I don't have much to report, but I do have a question. Had we gotten any movement about the problem out on NERCO Road?
Yes, We will, we're going to close session at the end of our council meeting. And so our attorney, Greg Cannon, will fill us in.
Okay.
And Councilmember Trumell, well, I just want to say one thing, well, to everyone, but since it was Public Works, I think our parking lot looks beautiful. I mean, I never realized that you would drive by and actually notice it. Just makes the town look so much tidier and sort of, not professional, I don't know what word I want to use, but just looks beautiful. And many, many people have remarked how great it looks driving into town now. No one probably noticed when it was dilapidated, but now that it's top shape, it just looks wonderful.
Well, and not only that, but it works well too.
Right.
When power fails, we have emergency power there too. So there's been a lot of infrastructure work put in the town, and I think we all should be proud of it. And that's really our job when you think about it. It's making sure that the town is kept well.
Yeah, everything's healthy and safe and
yeah.
How about the drainage problem behind the garage?
We approved KHK to come and do it, just a matter of when.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We did approve it, and we did approve a contractor. Where is he?
I don't know.
I think we ought to make phone calls.
Well, let's ask Anna, because she's probably up to date on it.
It was the same thing with the driveway, and the parking lot, rather. Well, once we made some phone calls, the guy showed up. Otherwise, he would have said, kept us going for as long as he could, because he was probably doing something else. But we have to call.
This is a different.
I would like to see it done this, in the summertime, so that in the winter, when things get a little rougher, it's working, and we don't have the problems we had last year.
I'll add in later on and get a better idea.
It's a different crew. It's not the same one that did the parking lot. So,
I also wanted to add that there was a risk assessment report that was issued where they look at borough facilities and they look at the shape that things are in and they come up with recommendations or any violations that we have. And there was not one single violation for any of our facilities, including the borough hall, the water treatment plant, the sewer treatment plant. Everything was just checked off the list as compliant. Everything down to eyewash stations, signage, any trip hazard, safety kind of things. So I think everybody's doing a good job of making sure that things are very functional and safe too. I think it's important to add that to the record.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real accomplishment.
Hmm.
Okay, we come to discussion about
you want a utilities report?
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe.
Okay.
We got onto the drainage. I'm
Joe, sorry. Only if you feel like doing it.
What?
There's a few things we should all know.
I'm sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
Okay, I spoke with Michael Lyons today. Carmela and TAC are still working on process for the trickling filters, which must get addressed at some point in time. Sometime soon, the televising of the input to the sewer plant will happen, and hopefully we won't have the problems we've had in the past with water coming out before it gets to the plant. North Valley Road, the sewer main there has infiltration. Mike Lyons saw that the other day. It's coming from up the hill and back of all the houses there into the sewer main. So he's going to bring a few folks over, a few of his guys, and look at it and see if they can patch it. Well, number three is online as of last week. The water tower structure work began today. There's guys up there hanging from ropes, pulling those struts out, the cross members, and replacing them with new members.
Mine
and that's it for me. Yeah, we call them flies. They're like iron workers, but they're up there.
Flies.
Yeah.
That's pretty
that's what they call them. Yeah. Yeah. That's what they do. Yeah. All right. That's it for me.
Thank you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We need to discuss the NJDOT 2022 road program. We have to make a decision about whether we want to choose improvements to Pine Drive from Tamara to the dead end at the wastewater treatment plant, which someone we know lives right there, or improvements of Tamara between Pine Drive and South Rochdale Avenue. So do we want to do the first half of Pine from
Rochdale to the triangle?
But do we want to do Tamara between Rochdale, or do we want to do the second half of Pine from Tamara to the sewer plant?
Well, Mike and I need to excuse ourselves from this, but we're at opposite ends.
Because you live on Pine?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry, this question comes up often. So this is a general infrastructure question. So it's not like we're saying, oh, are we going to improve the sidewalk in front of these council people's house? That would be different if it directly benefited your property. So general improvement, you know, at some point in time, every person, hopefully, if the capital plan's good, every council person's street will eventually be paved. So there's no conflict in terms of participating in the discussion from a legal standpoint. But, you know, obviously appearances or PR are different. So whatever anyone feels comfortable with. But there's no actual legal conflict on general infrastructure.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Okay, I live on Pine, but I think Tamara should be done because just driving both of them, I think Tamara needs the work more than Pine does. And also, should we start doing work on the wastewater plant? We're going to have a lot of heavy trucks going back and forth, at least on this portion of Pine. I'd almost rather wait until that construction is over on the trickling filters when we get to that, and then repair the roads after all the heavy trucks go through.
That's a good point.
I agree with Joe on that. And I also think that section of Tamara Drive between Pine and South Rochdale, there's a lot of I&I there where it's low-lying, and I guess near the Sean house and down in that area. So there's a lot of, I think down a little further toward South Rochdale, there's some problems with some drainage issues that are down that end of the road too. So I think that those are more, they're more needed immediately and need to be addressed. So I would agree that the Pine Drive section from Tamara, all of Tamara, that part. I think it needs to be done.
Well, especially given what Joe just mentioned, how there'll be all these heavy trucks for a while.
Going to that time.
Also on Tamara, in front of Steve and Sheila's house, there is a hole in the road that keeps appearing, and it just gets patched. So whatever is under there, whether it's the sewer line or whether it's a culvert, you know, that needs some work. And by the creek, by the Sean's house, the ground's always shifting there. So the newer pipage, should we put pipe in, and I'm probably thinking we would, the newer pipe would be less susceptible to the ground shifting. And also we should get in touch with the gas company to let them know that when we're going to do construction there, they have the opportunity to put new gas lines in. And I know there's been a problem from the triangle back and forth with the gas there. So, you know, if we can do it all at once, God bless us, you know.
Yeah, also the Teich's house back there, there's been drainage problems. So that whole area, really, because it's low-lying and it's kind of swampy.
It really needs swampy.
Yeah, we really need to work on that in terms of drainage and also. I agree.
We had walked out a couple of times. The other Steve and I, and back of Dave Price's house also, and where they put the sewer line in from Rochdale to Tamara and from Tamara to the sewer plant, they left berms on the sides of the road the side of the where they put the pipe in, and that caused a lot of non-drainage to happen there. So the water level will keep rising until we deal with drainage in that part of the swamp, in that part of the trail area there. So, yeah, I don't know that anything on this road issue would help with the drainage in back of Tysha's house or next door to the Sean's house. When they put the bridges in, they noticed how bad the water level has risen and by the Sean's house there. So, you know,
well, I think it's all part of the system in a way. So addressing some of it would definitely help, and then we'll work on the rest of it after that.
Twice in the past year, the gas lines were mismarked, and we avoided utter catastrophe and disaster by a small margin. So before this work begins, is there any way to have PSE&G come out and double check where the gaps are? I really don't know how that type of thing works, but you know, we had the Homestead Lane incident and the Borough Hall parking lot incident, and both of them were really near misses.
When you come down Pine here, you'll see a lot of white boxes marked off on the side of the road. That's where the gas company came in and did a repair and put a temporary blacktop patch over it. So the gas company knows that there are a lot of problems in Pine and Tamara. So Carmela said she would speak to them, but it's really up to the gas company to come and deal with this sort of stuff, right, especially if we had the road open. So
if we can ask Carmela before the work is about to start for them to double check exactly where the gas lines are. I feel also, like it happened twice. I don't
want
to see third be the charm.
Didn't we have some problem with water main shutoffs along that stretch of Tamara near Pine?
Yeah, that would be Tamara at the triangle.
Right? So it would be a good time to look into replacing some of those too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, do we need a vote?
I have a resolution for each street, so tell me which one I can.
Tamara.
So Tamara.
I moved over to Tamara.
Yeah, Tamara Drive between Pine and South Rochdale.
It's basically all of Tamara. That's where it goes.
All of Tamara, including the triangle area, right?
Okay, so that's going to be resolution 21-69.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve that.
Okay, I'm just going to read the title. Resolution authorizing the borough engineer to make a grant application to the New Jersey Department of Transportation for improvements to Tamara Drive between Pine Drive and South Rochdale Avenue.
Okay.
Okay, so Mr. Hamilton was first, and Lou Escort.
Second.
Yeah.
That's the second. What is the number of that resolution again, Kathleen? 21-69. Thank you.
Just one second. Greg, do I need to read the resolution in full?
I don't think so. If you publish it afterwards, I mean, for the application of the record, it's the same resolution as last year. That whenever we do this grant picking and we substitute the choices for this year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
My roll call,
Mr. Atwood.
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Marker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. And that is just to go over the availability of the funds in the amount of $4,000 for Carmela Roberts to do the application.
Right.
Okay.
It's a NJDOT road program grant.
Correct.
For 2022.
Which we've been lucky enough to get one almost yearly from Carmela Roberts. Well, not from her, but you know, from her doing the work. Okay, does anyone have any new business they'd like to discuss, bring up? Okay. I'm going to open the floor to public comment at 7:43 p.m. Public Tipton.
Hey, good. One thing I want to commend the mayor and council for the good, excellent job on the parking lot. So it really looks, it really does look wonderful, and it does, it is a great asset to the community, as Peggy, as Peggy made the point. Absolutely, yeah.
You wouldn't think you would notice a parking lot, but you do.
It makes, it really makes a huge difference. It puts the total impression of town. One thing I want to point out, we did have a, there was a sign up, which I hadn't noticed it was taken down or not, probably was taken down, saying that there was no parking allowed in the front of the building because of the first aid. Now, the first aid isn't there anymore. So I just want to make sure there's nothing, the sign isn't there, which I believe is not there anymore, but that there's nothing in any ordinance that says you can't park in front of the building. So the front of the building is treated the same as the rest of the parking lot.
But we can check.
Yeah, I've just checked that. That's all I was
saying. I don't think there is an ordinance.
Yeah. Okay, just occurred to me today when I was there. Okay, that was all.
Okay.
A nice thing about the parking lot is also a car could be pulling out and a car could be pulling in at the same time without injuring each other. So that's helpful.
And the best thing is in the when it's pouring or icy, you're not, your ankles aren't going to fall into a crater of mud and
stuff. Right.
More shoes.
Good work.
Are there any thoughts about when we might resume having regular council meetings in person in Borough Hall?
Mike, we're in public comment.
Okay.
Close that first.
All right.
I am going to close it. Okay. Anything else, Michael Tickton?
No, nothing else.
Okay. So I'm going to close public comment at 7:45 p.m. Mm-hmm. So you want to bring that up, Mike, before we...
Yeah, if we could just I don't know if any other towns are starting it. I just wanted to add some input that I think it's a good thing that even if we do go back to having regular meetings in person in Borough Hall soon, I think there ought to be a Zoom or a way that people can attend those meetings, you know, even if they can't be there in person. I think it's very convenient. Right. I looked at the public input that we had on emergency services. I think at one time we had 30 or 40 people who commented on it. So I think it adds to the public participation element, and I think it's a good adjunct to have, even if we do go.
Absolutely.
That we wouldn't go back to in person until at least September. Because I'd like to wait to have as many people vaccinated as possible. There are people in town who have not been vaccinated. I know that for a fact.
Right.
So,
well, when the governor says it's okay to have meetings like that, when he does, then I assume that would be good for us.
He left it up to the individual municipalities. So I was thinking we could, start thinking about it in September. Either the fall or for sure maybe in January. But I mean, this has been working well, and it is actually easy for people to come into the meeting if they desire from home than it is to get yourself down here. So,
and none of us have to worry about our shoes either. We can even wear unmatching shoes if we want, or unmatching socks. Doesn't matter.
Can I talk to you
first? Pajama bottoms, yeah.
Right.
That's only if you're into that kind of thing.
I had a performance.
What's that?
I didn't
only if you're into that kind of stuff.
Referring to me, right?
Not matching.
I have to be
into that matching socks.
And I had a little extra time. I would put on a dress, some jewelry. I was doing a wedding. I already told Greg this story. And Kathleen knows. So anyway, I had a little extra time and it was beautiful out. So I thought, I'll walk the dog real quick. So I took my dog on a walk and came home and then got in the car and came down here to do this ceremony. And about 5 minutes before the ceremony started, I looked down, I was wearing a dress and I had like my gardening schlepper shoes on to take the dog for a walk. And I forgot to put on real shoes when I got home. It looked so silly. It just was like, Kathleen, look at my feet. So I know exactly what you're talking about, Mike.
Well, I think Mike was frozen. And he closed, and he'll probably be back in a minute.
So, So I'm not telling my story again.
All
right, well, wait for him to come back.
I want to congratulate the mayor. She got her second vaccination.
Yes, I did.
In spite of herself.
I'm trying to kill myself before I got there.
All right,
I think we have to, well, let's wait for Mike to come in, back in. I think Mike was doing it from outside, wasn't he?
He was. It was a beautiful shot.
Yeah, it's his backyard, which kind of butts up against the Aspen thing.
He hasn't come in yet.
Okay, so well, I'll just announce everyone that we do need a closed session tonight. So what? As soon as Mike comes back on, we will. I'll ask for a motion to go into closed session and a second, and then of course we'll come back after the closed session.
There he is.
Okay.
Did you not care about my shoe story?
Oh.
We don't hear you.
Yeah, I'm mute.
You're on mute.
Can't hear you through your ear. We can't hear you.
Go ahead.
Okay, there we go.
I said, did you get my shoe story?
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay. So, Counselor, we need a closed session, right?
Motion for
yes, ma'am.
Okay, so can I have a motion to go into closed session?
Motion.
Second?
Okay, I have to read the resolution. So it's resolution number 2170. Whereas the Open Public Meetings Act enacted October 21st. It's 2170.
Yeah, on your agenda, it should be 2170.
Whereas the Open Public Meetings Act enacted October 21st, 1975 permits a public body to exclude the public from meetings or portions thereof wherein matters are to be discussed, which are exempted from the requirement of the act. And whereas the said act requires that prior to the holding of a meeting or portion thereof from which the public shall be excluded, the public body should adopt a resolution at a public meeting providing for the holding of a private meeting. And whereas the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt has determined that a meeting should be held from which the public should be excluded in order to discuss a subject which is exempt under the said act. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Borough Council as follows, that the next portion of this meeting to be held in private session, that a general nature of the matters to be discussed related to the matters. I have A, potential litigation, encroachment on green acres, and B is item falling under attorney-client privilege for that next discussion. That no official action will be taken at the matter, but minutes shall be kept and shall be available to the public after official action on the subject matter has been taken. It is anticipated the discussion conducted in closed session can be disclosed to the public after no further action is required in this matter. And I need to do a roll call.
Yes, but Madam Clerk, before we do that, I just wanted to clarify that the second matter, forgive me, the clerk called me to get that matter. I didn't answer the phone, but I texted you back. I suspect you're working. The second matter is Nurko Road right-of-way encroachment, potential litigation.
Okay.
Forgive me for not getting that in for you to get it on there, Kathleen.
Okay, sorry about that. I just put that because I was like, I don't know what we're...
That was excellent drafting. I'm sorry to revise it.
That's okay. Potential litigation, Nurko Road. Okay. All right. I'll add that. So I need a roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Marker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
Michael, do you want to log off so that?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you.
Certainly. Well, one question. What happens if you have somebody who refuses to log off in a situation like this?
We'll log you off.
Yeah.
We'll log off.
We'll go into, I can go into a breakout room right. If you want me to.
I think it's
all okay.
Hello, Kathleen.
Hello, how are you all?
Hey there.
I can't wait to get back to normalcy too.
Real shoes.
Yeah, I do have real shoes on.
Oh, that's true. You do. I know. Sure.
Where is the mayor?
Greg, take it away.
I'm going to move it over to the mayor.
Oh.
As soon as she finishes eating her.
Oh, God, I'm really hungry.
As soon as she puts her shoes on?
Yeah.
The fancy ones?
I'm not really hungry.
No, not those. The sandals.
All right, I'm
A what?
Adjourn.
I have to go into public session.
Oh, motion to adjourn.
Wait, hold on. She has to turn on the record button.
I think. Oh, it is recording. Sorry, we're recording.
Motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Lou, second.
Okay.
You want another one? I'll give you another one.
You can do another one right now. All in favor?
Aye.
See you in 2 weeks.
No, it's going to be 3. It's June 7th, remember.
Oh, right.
And we're out at 9:21.
Greg, is that okay then?
You can't discuss. We're out. And we're in regular.
Well, I was just asking him, like, it's 3 weeks to the next meeting. You were away.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's fine.
I wasn't. I mean, I was, and then I forgot. So okay.
Gives you a little extra time. That's okay. It gives me a little extra time to figure out how to get these maps scanned. So that's okay.
Okay, great.
I'll talk to you about, you know.
All right. So we're out at 9:21. I'm turning the recording off.
Wait a minute. When is the next meeting?